Good morning, my friends. It is good to find you here today. As we sit today, I'd like to be mindful with you on the reality of cravings in our human nature. Cravings for more. Cravings for less. Cravings for this and not that. And more while you're at it. Cravings for food and the act of eating. There are ways to work with these things, these cravings, that can begin to change their energy over us and within us. It is certainly normal and very human to have desires, and desires that turn into attachments and cravings. I really, really want this today. I really want it. Or please, please don't let this happen today. If we're more on the begging side, facing into a situation, the natural home and the food for cravings within us is simply attraction and aversion. Actually, survival mechanisms, so we will never be free of them, but instead need to learn gradually to find that middle way of being with a craving and not in it or consumed by it. And as with all things of mindfulness, the more we practice, the more that grows. So let us be seated. If you have awakened with any strong desires this morning, that might be cravings. See if you can release them as you sit and bring your awareness into the pressure and the feeling of the chair that is surrounding you. Come to your senses. Your senses are always in the present. Always. And this is a place of mindfulness and grounding that will never fail you if you practice it. So practice. Mindfully sinking into your chair, allowing your eyes to close, your back to straighten, your body to support itself, and your breathing to move your lungs in that way that keeps your very life alive and going. Just like that. Practice. Aware of every place you can be in your body, or your breath, and your sensation of touch, or hearing, or any other sense, presents you with an opportunity to be mindful, to name it, and to let it go. On down the river, like leaves floating on the surface. Allow yourself to hear the quiet rustling of the ripples on that river as it flows down the hill through which its river energy courses. Notice how it moves around rocks, around corners, and how the ripples of that flow go downward as the hill goes down. Maybe it's a stream, and you can hear the ripples even more loudly. But notice that the current goes away from you. And notice those different colors of leaves on the surface, floating gently away from you. There comes another one. And there it goes. The nature of our Creator in creating leaves and rivers and all of that that surrounds us teaches us to land, release, and let go. I invite you to bring to mind now an aspect of your life in which you experience cravings. Cravings for power, control. Cravings for more sweet food or medication when we're no longer hungry or in pain. Craving is essentially the experience that is produced when something pleasurable has ended or is about to end. It could even be, on a serious note, a craving for the life of someone beloved to you to never end. Even though all things are truly impermanent in their earthly form. The sad fact is that many of us don't know that cravings are impossible to meet by fulfilling them, or believing that we can actually satisfy that craving, as it always wants more. Think of a place in your life where you know that feeling very well. And notice where you feel it in your body. Let your body draw your mind to notice where you feel that craving for more in your body. The body always knows the truth and holds it. The mind can be a little tricky. And take your attention to that place in your body. Wherever it seems to be, it's just fine. Cravings are grounded in our senses. In the Christian way of understanding, those things might be called the flesh. And in the Buddhist way of understanding, these experiences are simply called craving, and they lead directly to what is called dukkha, or suffering. So again, the freedom from suffering is acceptance and release. Bring your mind back to that downhill flowing stream and the leaves that are on top of it, with many colors and many forms. Notice the ones that get caught in the rocks, and notice the ones that are flowing freely, down and down, farther and farther away. And as you return to that experience of your own craving, right in your own body. Got it? Reach out with your imagination and choose a leaf that represents exactly that feeling. The right color, the right shape, the right size. It might even be a bigger leaf than you've ever seen. But choose the right leaf. You'll know what it is. And don't pick it up. Just watch it. Watch it flow slowly away from you. Breathing into that space in your body. Notice how that leaf floats over the ripples. Notice how it keeps moving, because you did not pick it up. When you don't pick it up, it continues to flow down and away. Each craving that arises can do this if we neither grasp it or feed it. So go practice. Let every craving be your teacher today. And practice. Namaste. Amen.